knew she can't be making good decisions when I saw the chest tattoo. So let me get this straight. This is what I've gathered, and this is just from what they're saying. You can get it off your record in, I think, 7 years. They don't take your car or your house, and you don't have to pay it back. Wow. Why be a good person? Modern women spend too much money and put themselves into too much debt. Car loans that are too high, upside down mortgages, student loans, spending too much money on travel, it all adds up to mountains of debt. Now, what happens when these women can't pay off this debt? They file for bankruptcy, and of course, they go online and brag about it. So let's react to these women that are bold enough to go online and talk about filing for bankruptcy.
When I was 24 years old, I filed for bankruptcy, and I feel like I'm finally ready to talk about it. I feel like a bit nervous about talking about it because people probably don't see it, but whenever I get like hateful and rude comments, I just delete them. So I feel like this is opening me up to that. And yeah, I'm just a bit nervous about it, but I'm gonna share it anyways so people have better understanding of my background, why I am the way that I am about money. So I filed bankruptcy in November of 2018. I think it stays on my record for another 2 years, which is why I'm kind of like, whatever, like I'll just talk about it now because it's gonna pass soon. But yeah, so basically what happened is, I won't get into the whole long story, but I ended up racking up $25,000 worth of like credit card and line of credit debt. I didn't have the proper education on money.
Yeah, and that's what they do. Google is free. There's courses out there. The information is out there. But when men mess up, they blame it on their character. Where when women mess up, they blame it on their parents or lack of resources
and on budgeting.
You know, like if a man went bankrupt, he just says, I'm an idiot. Do you know what I mean? He just says, oh, I messed up. You know, he doesn't say it was my lack of education when Google exists, right?
And when I was able to get a credit card and have credit, I used it. The way it worked for me is I met with a debt person. I showed them all my debts, basically signed over everything to them, and I ended up paying, I think it depends on your income and depends on your debt. I don't know exactly how it works. I honestly forget. I ended up paying like $180 a month for 9 months, and then my debt was cleared. Didn't include my car because I never missed a car payment, and I didn't include my student loan because it was too new, and if it was like within 5 years, your student loan had to be more than 5 years old, I think. I know that people are probably gonna ask about that, like, why didn't I lose my car? I wanna get rid of it, and it's obviously very hard to get a car and get a new loan with a bankruptcy on your record. So this is why I am so like budget conscious, and I really do try and spend responsibly as best I can, and why I'm kind of like uptight about money and like everything needs to be perfect. Plus the fact that I live by myself and I'm the only person that pays the bills, like it only falls back on me. I don't have anything else to rely on. So that is why I am the way I am about that. And while yes, you can say, why would you listen to my input, like I'm in debt or I filed bankruptcy, but like that's more reason to listen to me because I've gone through it. And so my purpose is to like help other people not have to go through it too. Anyways, let me know if you have any other questions. I feel like this just gives you some context and lets you know that I'm a human being and I've made mistakes. I've definitely learned from them. I feel like the debt I have now is definitely not a mistake. It's more out of necessity, but
wait, so she got into more debt? Okay, at least
questions.
I don't see fake nails and a bunch of fake stuff on her. That's the worst. When women are complaining about debt and you're like, oh, you have fake nails.
I filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which means that I did not have to repay any of my creditors, even a small portion. And the reason that I was able to qualify for Chapter 7 was because I was not making enough, nor did I have enough assets to be able to repay my creditors to any.
So you can just file bankruptcy and not have to pay any of it?
I declare bankruptcy!
Wow.
A significant degree. For those who are gonna ask, I had $60,000 of debt when I filed for bankruptcy. So that mostly included credit card debt as well as a $10,000 personal loan. And I would say that I did not actually.
So you could so her options, I don't know anything about filing for bankruptcy. So her options is $60,000, pay that back, or just file for bankruptcy It goes on your record for 7 years, and then you never have to think about it again or pay it back. God, there is no incentive to do the right thing ever, anywhere.
Really personally rack up $60,000 in credit card debt, I would say that I racked up probably around 30, and then I had the $10,000 loan, so 40, and then 20,000 of that was quite literally just fees and interest, APR, right? So that is why I'm so adamant about talking about my bankruptcy and why I'm making this series talking about my bankruptcy, because a lot of people's debt is not actually like money that they borrowed or took out. It is also the exorbitant and predatory interest rates that these banks charge. I was privileged enough to not have student loans included in, or to not have student loans, period. So I don't know about including student loans in a bankruptcy. As far as I know, you can't include them, but I would definitely look it up in your state and also just look up other ways to get your student loans forgiven if that is one of the major contributors towards your debt. The other thing that you can do is you can talk to a bankruptcy lawyer or a debt lawyer. I will tag Jay, who was my bankruptcy lawyer. He works in California, so if you don't live in California, you're gonna need to find a lawyer in your area. But he answers a lot of questions about student loan debt, so I highly recommend giving him a follow and going through his content. And just in general, for the series asking questions or answering questions about my bankruptcy, please, please, please leave questions in the comments and do not privately DM me, because I get paid to help people and coach people for a living. And so I don't.
Oh my God. Why? How do you? Wow. So now that's always what they do. Women fail at stuff and then coach people in it. Isn't that crazy?
I don't love giving out private information and advice. I also don't know your situation, so I cannot give too specific of advice or guidance. Google is your best.
God, there is no incentive to do the right thing in America. You might as well just go be a terrible person, because society will just reward you for it. You can spend $60,000, not have to pay it off, and then get it off in a couple years.
This was truly like an eye-opener. I've realized I've done so much in these last like 6 months. Absolutely insane. That was needless to say, but yes, there's an update on the bankruptcy. I did file the bankruptcy, and I am awaiting in that discharge luminous era type thing going on right now, and that is because of a decision on my car. As you know, I've been preaching that you can do a reaffirmation or a redemption for your car in a bankruptcy. You do not have to lose big assets like car, house, all that other good stuff. In the city I live in, car,
so you don't even, they don't even take your car or your house?
It's kind of a necessity because it is a smaller town. So slowly but surely, all my other debts has been like knocking off or closing accounts, and I gotta go back on my credit reports and kind of clean up the accounts and get them off my reports. But as far as the accounts themselves, they are closed and they are like charged off. Like they're done. They're not attempting to collect any more debt because it's illegal to attempt debt during a bankruptcy. And especially after this discharge, you're going to jail. Where was I going with all of this? So yes, I did file the bankruptcy, and in order to keep my car, I do have a court hearing next week.
I knew she can't be making good decisions when I saw the chest tattoo. So let me get this straight. This is what I've gathered, and this is just from what they're saying. You can get it off your record in, I think, 7 years. They don't take your car or your house, and you don't have to pay it back. Wow. Why be a good person?
Bankruptcy update, because a lot of people are facing unemployment right now, and when you are unemployed, it is the perfect time to file for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which is when all of your debt is forgiven, wiped out. Yes, you have a bankruptcy on your credit score. I promise you, you are not alone. You can still do things like purchase a new car, get a mortgage for your home.
Why do the right thing? I mean, all these women are telling me is I can do whatever I want and there's no consequence.
It obviously shows up, but it doesn't completely ruin your life. If you make above a certain amount of money, you will not qualify for a Chapter 7, and you can only do a Chapter 13, which is where they restructure the debt and you have to basically pay all of it back. My husband and I acquired a lot of debt in like more 2021, 2022 than 2020. Just the loss of income from me having our son and then his loss of his salary. We just could not get back on track until I went back to work when my son was about 1 year old. So we carried that debt with us for years and years, and we were paying about $1,600 to $1,800 a month in debt payments. You know, I would like I don't even know what it's called right now, consolidate the loans and blah, blah, blah. And I had like a banging credit score, but I was miserable. It was so much money. And when I finally learned about bankruptcy, I was like, why didn't I just do that when we were really struggling? Then our incomes were too high.
I don't know why you would. You wouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
And I couldn't qualify for a Chapter 7. But guess who just got fired? It's terrible. But now that I'm unemployed and I'm pregnant with our third child, it's the perfect time to switch to a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. So I'm really glad I found a bankruptcy attorney who I talked to so many bankruptcy attorneys. I was like, I want somebody who's going to accept this case like a defense attorney. Okay. I don't want you to hand it to your paralegal. And they're like, okay, you know, this is how we always do it. I'm like, I want you to look through every single bank statement, every purchase, everything, and get me the best repayment plan.
Do you know what? These TikToks are making me think I should just be a worse person. Why be responsible at all?
I filed bankruptcy at the age of 21, and now I'm making it my mission to let people know that there is nothing wrong with filing bankruptcy.
How are you filing bankruptcy at 21?
If you've seen any of my previous videos, you saw me talk about why I filed bankruptcy, the process of filing bankruptcy, how my credit score has went up 84 points after my bankruptcy was discharged, and now I want to talk about me getting credit cards after bankruptcy. A few videos ago, I said how I actually got approved for the Indigo MasterCard. It was an $1,000 limit, and a lot of people were saying how it is a terrible company to have a credit card with. And I don't disagree, but I got the card because it was a no Nick approval thing where if I wasn't approved, it wouldn't go on my credit score. It wouldn't be like a hard pull or anything. So I just was like, well, I really can't lose anything if I don't get approved. So I really just did it out just to see, like, am I able to get approved for things after bankruptcy? Now, drumroll please, I actually got approved for a Capital One card. And Capital One was actually my highest limit card, and they were the card company that sued me while I was filing bankruptcy.
Just keep doing the wrong thing. Let's just tell our kids, do the wrong thing and the world will reward you. I mean, because doing the right thing. So let me get this straight. My peer could spend $60,000 on her credit card, file bankruptcy, and then get a new credit. Okay, you know, I'm happy these women are getting their lives together, I guess, but this just blackpilled me even more. I'm officially blackpilled. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, because I just think that we should just send the asteroid at this point. Let me know what you guys think. Like the video, subscribe, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.